Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim with lesson number 11. And today we will finish the second perek, learning Mishnayos 10 and 11. We were introduced yesterday to a creature known as a kui, kaf vav yud. Incidentally, there are those who pronounce it kvi because it's spelled kaf vav yud. However, indeed, when I was a child, I had certain of my teachers did pronounce it kvi. However, following the various Mishnayos that are published today, which have nekudos, it seems that the correct pronunciation is koi or kui. So we're not even sure how to pronounce it, let alone what it is. As we learned yesterday, in some ways it's like a chaya, some ways like a behema, some ways neither, some ways both. And yesterday we learned Mishnah Tes, the ways in which it is like a chaya. It requires kisui hadam misofek. Its chelev is metame betumas nevela misofek, and ein podin bo petech amor. Today in Mishnah Yud we will learn ways in which this kui is like a behema and not like a chaya. Keitzad shover la behema. How is this kui like a behema? Number one. Chelbo osur kechelev behema. As we learned yesterday, the chelev, which are distinct, specific parts of an animal, which are fatty parts, which are of an animal being a cow, goat, sheep, which are osur to eat, and if you eat them, the punishment is kores. However, in a deer, the same parts of the same anatomical parts, the anatomically corresponding parts, where there's chelev, where there's fat, are not also to eat. It's a perfectly permissible to eat. From a kui, we refrain from eating the chelev. So we treat it like chelev behema, because maybe it's a behema. On the other hand, maybe it's a chaya, and if it's a chaya, you can't assume that it's going to be a punishment of kores. So vi ein chayov and olav kores, there's no kores, no korban chatos. If a person eats chelev, kui b'shoge, etc. Now, if a person has ma'aser sheni, and there's too much of ma'aser sheni for him to transport to Yerushalayim, so he exchanges it for coins, goes to Yerushalayim, and with those coins he buys food to consume in Yerushalayim. But there are restrictions in what kinds of food he can eat. So he can buy an animal, a cow, a sheep, a goat, and he can offer them as a korban shlomim. However, he cannot buy a kui. Ve'eino nilkach b'chesef ma'aseh le'echol b'Yerushalayim. It does not qualify as a type of meat from which you can bring a korban shlomim. You currently can't bring a korban shlomim from a kui. Maybe it's a chaya, and it's not olal mizbeach. So therefore, you can't purchase kui meat with kesef ma'aseh sheni to eat in Yerushalayim. If a person shechts a cow, a goat, a sheep, he has to give three organs to the Kohen. The Zroa, the right forearm, the Lochayayim, the cheekbone, and the Keva, the stomach. And now those go to, as matonos, to the Kohen. A Chaya, a deer, there's no Chiyuv of Zroa, Lochayayim, the Keva to give to a Kohen for a deer, for a Chaya. For a Kui, for Chaya, Bezroa, Lochayayim, the Keva, we treat it like a behemoth. And in Hasafek, we obligate him to give these gifts to the Kohen. The Gemara seems to base this on a drosha. The Pasuk says, V'zeyi yeh mishpat ha-kohanim me'yeso o me'yeso v'chei ha-zevach imshor imseh, imseh is l'rabo se'sakui. However, Rabbi Eliezer poter, Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't obligate me to give the Zohar, the Chayayim, the Keva of my Kui to you, Mr. Kohen. You, Mr. Kohen, you want it? Bring proof that this is indeed a behema. I maintain it's a Chaya. You want to keep it, Mr. Kohen? Then prove to me that it's a behema, which of course can never be done. Shehamotzi mechaveiro olav horayi. In this case, the Kohen is the motzi mechaveiro. The Kohen wants to extract it from me. it is in my possession right now, the Zroch Yayin Vekeva Shel Hakui. So until he brings proof that it indeed is a behema, I don't have to give it to him. And the halacha, of course, follows Rabbi Eliezer in this respect. It's a major rule in halacha, hamotzi mechavero olav horaya. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Yuralev. Keitzad eino shover lo lachaya v'lau la behema. In what ways is a kui like neither a chaya nor a behema? Well, number one, Osur mishum kilayim im hachayo v'im habehema. There are two mitzvos in the Torah which prohibit us from mixing together two different species. One is harvo, which is breeding, crossbreeding this species with that species. So you can't crossbreed behema with a chaya, a cow with a deer. And also, when it comes to Isur Malacha, the Torah says, Lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. You can't plow with a team, one of which is an ox and the other which is a donkey. So the same thing is true of a kui. You cannot crossbreed a kui neither with a deer nor with a cow, neither with a chaya nor with a behemoth. And you can't use the kui as a team to pull a plow or to pull a wagon or whatever together with a deer or together with a cow, because a kui is maybe not, maybe a chaya, maybe a behemoth. These are two halachos, two isurim, which refer to a kui both for a behemoth and for a chaya. Also baharvo and malacha, both with a chaya and with a behemoth. Hakosev chayoso uvehemto livno. If a person writes in his will, I'm giving my chayos to my son, or I'm giving my behemos to my son, the kui is not included. Who is not included? And we say to the son, the heir, the likely heir, you want to get this kui? Prove to us that a kui is a chaya, and if your father gave you the chayos, it's yours. Or, if your father gave you the behemos, prove to us it's a behemos. There are those meforshim, one of them is the Rash, who says that even if a person, the father wrote, I'm giving all of my behemos and my chayos to the son, he still wouldn't get the kui. Because when a person gives behemos, he means vadai behemos, cows and sheep. When he says chayos, he means vadai chayos, donkeys and then deer. But he does not mean kuyim. Now the Mishnah continues. Im omar hareini nozir, a person says, I'll be a nozir on the condition that that animal over there is a chaya. If it's a chaya, I'm a nozir. Not a chaya, I'm not. Or he says, I'll be a nozir if that animal there is a behemoth. If it's not a behemoth, I'm out of here. I'm not a nozir. So in this case, if there's a kui standing there, and the nozir said, hareini nozir shezeh chaya o behemoth, harehu nozir. He is a nozir. He is a nozir because it's a sofek isur. Maybe he's a nozir because it was what he said it would be. Maybe he's not a nozir. Sofek isur luchumra. Ushaor called rochov. In every other respect, shovim, the kui, is equal to lachaya vila behema. A kui, in every other respect except those listed above, a kui is like both chaya and behema. What are those ways? Number one, to'un shchita kozeh vechozeh. A behema to eat it, you have to shecht it, the cow. A chaya to eat the deer, you have to shecht it. A fish, you don't have to shecht it. A kui is definitely not a fish. A kui is a chaya or a behema, and you have to shecht it. Umetame mishum nevela. Similarly, if a fish dies, or a grasshopper dies, these are not nevelos. There's no tumas nevela. If a cow or a deer die, a behema or a chaya, it is metame. The carcass is metame nevela. The carcass of a koi, like behema of a chaya, metame mishum nevela. And finally, umishum ever min hachai koze v'choze. Similarly, we know that you're not allowed to tear off a limb from a living animal and to eat it. That's called ever min hachai if you eat it, in a bone, an organ, a limb from a living creature. You're not allowed to do it, and you're not allowed to eat it. And the same thing is true of a kui, the same thing is true of a behema or a chaya. There's an isur of eiver min hachai. I'll give you a little homework, which we won't cover here. Are there other ways in which a kui is like behema and chaya, besides that it needs shechita, that its carcass is in the vela, and that it's also mishum eiver min hachai? Are there other ways? Hint, if you look in the Meforshim, Tiferes Yisroel, or Mishneh Rishona, both are in the standard, what they call the big Mishnayos, in the Vilna edition of the Mishnayos, you will find that those Meforshim, Tiferes Yisroel, and Mishneh Rishona give lists of many other ways in which the Kui is like a Behema plus a Chaya. I leave that to you for further study. And so we have finished Perek Beis, the second Perek, and finished lesson number 11.